You're an ice cream cone. You're a lollipop. You're a baby chick. You're a pogo stick. You're a magic trick. You're a spinning top. You're special.
Okay, folks, I think you're in for a real treat here over these next few podcasts I plan to record. As you've probably seen already, I did get a hold of a copy of a book called Our Small World. Now, the book comes from 1954 from the Children's Corner days, the earliest days of a lot of these characters that we've become so familiar with over the following years once this book was out. And what I'd like to do is go through the book section by section and share bits and pieces of it with you through this podcast format. Today I'd like to just touch on the introduction of the book and then cover a little bit of the Daniel Striped Tiger section, which is the first section in the book. The book itself opens, of course, with the map of Calendarland that you can see in this blog post above. It also has some great artwork on the front covers. It starts with an introduction. The book itself starts with an introduction called Why Hi, How Do You Do? And it comes from Josie and Fred. One paragraph in this introduction says, "We don't advise trying all of Daniel's recipes or taking Lady Elaine's suggestions for changing your hair, nor do we recommend that your school adopt the Kingly School methods for report cards. But we do want you to know that we have presented the writings of all these characters just as they themselves have written them. We know you will like what they have to say, and we hope you will have fun with the attic play. Maybe you will want to act it out with some of your friends." And it goes on and into a little bit further of an introduction that I believe the image is on this blog post as well. But I point this out because of their mention of Daniel's recipes, which you're going to find here in just a few minutes, are quite bizarre. But anyway, sit back and relax and take a listen here to the section, the first sections of the book from Daniel Striped Tiger. The first is called Why Daniel S. Tiger Decided to Write What He Wrote in This Book. And Daniel writes, "Hello, everybody. I'm Daniel S. Tiger. The S stands for striped, in case you might want to know. I live in a 17-room clock, and my job, like all other good clock tigers, is to tell the time every hour. It's a grand job being a clock tiger. I live in a very nice clock, and I work for a very nice girl, Josie Carey, and I also have a lot of very nice television friends. In fact, that's why I'm writing all of this down. It's for my tame television friends. Josie and I had been thinking about writing a book for a long time so that everyone who watches us on the Children's Corner would know a little bit more about us. We're on the air an hour a day, but that hour goes so fast that we never get to do or say everything we'd like, so we decided to write a book. When we mentioned writing a book to the other people on the corner, they thought it was a good idea. In fact, Grandpierre, King Friday the 13th, and even my pet owl, X-Scape, wanted to write something in the book too. The day we started to write a book, I invited 17 of my closest tiger friends into the clock for a writing a book party. We have some kind of party almost every day, and I always invite Dorothy, Peggy, Dick, Serena, Rita, Mort, Jimmy, Nancy, Angie, Henry, Pat, Shirley, Esther, John, Donald, Carl, and Barbara. For refreshments, I serve plain hamburgers with ketchup, mustard, pickle, onion, chili sauce, and honey, and we played the game Tiger Authors. Well, after my 17 tiger friends had gone home from our nice party, I sat down in my writing a book room at my writing a book desk, and I tried to write, but I wasn't sure how to begin or what to say. I had lots of ideas. I thought I could tell all my friends about our fine club, the Tame Tiger Torganization, and how it began and the number of members we had and all about the board of director meetings and the Torganization rules and memos. Or I could tell the story of how I came to live in the clock and meet Josie, and how we became friends. Or maybe I should explain where Grandpierre came from. Tell about the time my pen pal Danielle Colette sent him from Paris as a present to me. Or maybe everyone would like to know where I found my pet, X-Scape. That seemed like a good idea, so I started to tell how Josie and I had gone to the county fair last summer, and how I wandered down to the cages and saw this pretty blue owl all locked up. I opened the door to his cage and said, "Escape, owl!" And that silly owl came out of the cage, followed me home, and I've never been able to get rid of him. He even calls himself X-Scape now because that was the first word anyone had ever spoken to him, and he thought I was calling him by name when I said escape. After I had written this much, I thought I could go on to tell all the trouble he kept getting into when he lived with me and my clock, and how he ran away to California and worried Josie and me so, and how he used to fly around in my clock and fall into my hamburger spinach soup, and the way he would wear every single present everybody gave him until he looked like a walking clothes closet or a Christmas tree. But then I thought, goodness, that's X's story, not mine. I should tell them something about me, Daniel S. Tiger. Maybe everyone would like to hear about my surprise birthday party last year when almost 1,000 wonderful children came down to the studios of WQED to sing Had I On a Hat to me. I tried and tried and tried, but nothing seemed just right. I have to admit I was getting very discouraged with book writing when my telephone rang. It was Serena Tiger, and she wanted my recipe for cauliflower cantaloupe hamburger casserole. I was very happy to get away from my desk, and so Serena and I chatted a while. Serena said she loved all the things I made with hamburger and all the nice parties I had, and she thought I should write about them in my part of the book. I started to think over some of the parties I had given this past year, and I could see that Serena was right. That might be what I should write about. By the time I got back to my desk, I had more ideas on what to say than I had paper to write them on. Maybe you'd like to have the very same kind of parties when you invite 17 of your closest friends in some evening. And if you do, I hope you have as much fun as we do. The first kind of party covered in this book is called a day before party. Daniel writes, anyone can have a day before party. I usually have my day before party on July 8th. This just happens to be the day before my birthday. Of course I could call it a day before party just because it was the day before July 9th. You see, it's a very simple party to plan and comes in most handy when you want to invite 17 of your closest tiger friends in and you don't have anything very special to celebrate. Of course, there are restrictions on when a day before party can be held. Restrictions as to good taste, of course. For instance, I've never known anyone to hold a day before party on the 4th of July. This is the day to have a 4th of July party, and everybody knows it. So if you want to have a day before party near the beginning of July, the best thing to do is have it on July 8th, which would be a day before Daniel's birthday party. Either of these days is fine for a day before party. For day before parties, I think it is nice to serve Abigail Tiger's favorite dish, hamburger liver pudding fruitcake. This is how you make it. You use one bought-at-the-store fruitcake, 17 pounds of medium grind hamburger, 2 pounds of liver pudding. You mix the hamburger and liver pudding in a bowl and place them in the meat grinder. You make a smooth mixture and allow it to cool in the refrigerator. While the hamburger liver pudding mixture is cooling, remove every piece of fruit from the bought at the store fruitcake. Fill up the holes from which the fruit came with hamburger liver pudding mixture. Serve right away, and if your friends are like mine, they'll think you're a good cook. P.S. Maybe you and your friends would prefer Daniel S. Tiger Basic Hamburger a la Tiger. For this recipe, you use 1 pound hamburger, medium grind, 1 egg, and 1 onion. Chop the onion into small pieces. Mix the onion and hamburger in a bowl with a raw egg and salt and pepper. Shape into donut-sized discs, but don't cut any holes in the hamburgers because these are basic hamburgers a la Tiger and not donut hamburgers. Salt the frying pan and fry hamburgers on both sides until well done. Serve on hamburger rolls with mustard, relish, pickles, ketchup, chili sauce, onions, and butter. The next section of the book is titled Anniversary of the First Shuffleboard Open Championship Party. Daniel writes, July 20th is the anniversary of the first Shuffleboard Open Championship. I've always liked to celebrate this day in honor of all tame tigers who love to play shuffleboard. I'll never forget the shuffleboard party we had last July 20th. I had invited 17 of my closest tiger friends in for the anniversary of the first Shuffleboard Open Championship party. Of course, I was going to have the party in my shuffleboard room. The night before, we had a terrible storm. Rain, thunder, lightning. It actually shook the whole clock. The next morning, I went to the shuffleboard room to arrange the decorations for the party, and what do you think I found? The shuffleboard room was filled with water. The rain had come in the windows and there were about 17 inches on the floor. I tried everything I knew to dip out the water. I used a sponge and a bucket and a rake and a hoe, but nothing worked. I was about to lose my tameness. What good was it to have a shuffleboard room and not be able to use it for my shuffleboard party? If it had been a day later, I could have called all my tiger friends and said I was having a Tuesday party instead of my usual anniversary of the first Shuffleboard Open Championship party, because you don't need a special room for a Tuesday party, but it wasn't Tuesday. Just as I was thinking the hardest what to do, my telephone rang. It was Teddy Tiger asking if I'd like to go for a swim. Of course, I told him I couldn't because of the party. He wished me luck and hung up. I wanted to go swimming. It was so warm. The 20th of July is usually very warm in the clock. Swimming? Swimming! That was it. I had always wanted to have a swimming shuffleboard party, but couldn't because the clock doesn't have a swimming pool. Now was my chance. I called all my Tiger friends and told them to bring their swimming suits, as well as their shuffleboard pushers. All of them asked me why they should bring their swimming suits when there was no place to swim. I just told them they'd need their suits for a game we were going to play. Well, that evening came and we all had a fine time, swimming and playing underwater shuffleboard. This just proves that you can have a shuffleboard party after your shuffleboard room has been filled with water. The next party covered in this book is a Tuesday party. I always say there's a recipe and a party for every occasion. All you have to do is make them up and buy a meat grinder. Now, for example, if you wanted to invite 17 of your closest Tiger friends in some evening and couldn't think of any reason for having a party, you could just tell them you were having a Tuesday party. Of course, if it weren't a Tuesday that certain day, you might have to think up some other reason for your party, such as a 4th of July party or something. But if you are lucky enough to have thought of this on a Tuesday, you're all set for a fine time. A hamburger, pizza, Waldorf salad is perfect refreshment for a Tuesday party. My 17 friends have begged me for the recipe for hamburger, pizza, Waldorf salad, but until now I've kept it a secret. I know you will want to use it, so follow closely. You'll need 17 pounds medium grind hamburger, one frozen pizza pie, some juicy apples, 17 yellow plates with purple-edged flowers. Take 17 pounds of medium grind hamburger and one frozen pizza pie. Cook the hamburger once over lightly and thaw pizza pie on the windowsill. Then grind up hamburger and pizza pie in the meat grinder together with some select juicy apples. The apples must be crisp. This is a major part of the secret. Be sure to cut the apples in half-inch squares before putting them into the grinder. I like to serve my hamburger, pizza, Waldorf salad on yellow paper plates with purple flowers around the edge. A good game for a Tuesday party is Blind Tiger Buff. We usually play this game in the Blind Tiger Buff room of the clock, because it is built in a circle so that we can all stand next to the wall and still be in a circle. One tiger is blindfolded and given a stick to hold. He stands in the middle of the room, and the other tigers march around him, paw in paw, singing an appropriate song like Jimmy Cracked Corn or something. When the song is over, everyone stops. The blindfolded tiger points his stick towards the circle, and the tiger to whom he points must do what he says so he can try to guess the other tiger's name. Blind Tiger Buff is fun even if you are it, and if you don't have a round room to play it in, use a square one and let the people in the corners play some other game. The next party Daniel discusses is called Anniversary of the Opening of Barnard College's First Summer Session in History Party. The anniversary of the opening of Barnard College's first summer session in history is a fine excuse for having a Tiger party. I'm not sure whether or not any Tigers have ever graduated from Barnard College, but I don't like to take any chances, so every July 7th, I invite about 17 of my closest Tiger friends in for a first Barnard College summer session opening anniversary party. We have special costumes we wear for the party in honor of all graduates of any college, especially Barnard. We wear out motorboards on our heads and long orange and black robes because orange and black are the colors of the Tame Tiger organization, and some Tiger once told us that you had to wear an out motorboard if you wanted to look like you were graduating from college. We all had little rowboats, so we were glad for the excuse to buy a boat with an out motor on it. We have lots of use for it, even when we're not celebrating in our college graduation costumes. There's one trouble with the costumes. The long orange and black robes get pretty warm during the evening, especially when we have this party because it's always July 7th. To make my guests think they're cooler than they really are, I usually serve something hot for my anniversary of the opening of Barnard College's first summer session in history party, something like hamburger, pepper, onion, mustard casserole. It is easily prepared, and most Tigers love it. Here's how you make it. Use 17 pounds medium grind hamburger, 2 orange peppers, 17 Puerto Rican onions, and 2 spoonfuls of black mustard. You place the hamburger, peppers, onions, and mustard in the meat grinder and turn the handle to the left 3 times and to the right 4 times. Whatever comes out should go into a casserole 17 inches in diameter. Bake this casserole in the oven at 2,000 degrees centigrade for 2 minutes and serve piping hot. If your guests really think it's too warm for hot hamburger, pepper, onion, mustard casserole, serve it to them cold. Do remember, though, to garnish it with whipped cream and cherries if you're serving it cold. Here's hoping you have a successful party. With just a little thought and a lot of willpower, you should have a fun time. Daniel goes on to describe his next party, the Labor Day in the Canal Zone Party. People everywhere celebrate Labor Day in the Canal Zone. I usually invite 17 of my very special tiger friends for a light lunch and a game of Who Am I? We use Canal Zone decorations and always have a fine time. I usually serve hamburger balloon soup. It's festive and, if made well, quite delicious. Some people prefer to blow up their balloons before cooking them, but I like my soup made with new, never-been-used balloons. I feel the firmness of the never-been-used balloons adds to the flavor of the soup. Here's my recipe for hamburger balloon soup. Use 17 pounds medium grind hamburger, 6 red balloons, 6 white balloons, 5 blue balloons, and 2 quarts water. Cook the hamburger once over lightly. Cut red balloons into small squares, white balloons into small circles, and grind blue balloons in the meat grinder. Knead the hamburger and balloons and drop the mix gently into 2 quarts of boiling water. Allow this mixture to boil for 17 hours. Incidentally, before making balloon soup, one must be very sure he is having a party quite a while in advance, unless, of course, you like your soup cold, and then it's an entirely different matter. After boiling soup for 17 hours, allow it to stand 2 feet away from the side kitchen window for 2 minutes, then serve. I like to serve my balloon soup in glass bowls. It's fun to see the little chunks of balloons swimming around in between the hamburger. Who Am I is a good game to play at Labor Day and the Canal Zone parties. It's so much fun, you forget what time it is when you're playing it. At least I did one day. We were playing an afternoon game of Who Am I in the clock, and I was pretending I was Daniel Boone. No one could guess who I was. All of a sudden, I looked at my wristwatch and jumped up from my Who Am I seat. It was after 4:30, and I knew Josie was expecting me. "I'm Daniel Boone," I shouted, and raced out to the elevator, pushed hard on the button marked Josie, and in 17 seconds, I was poking my head out of the clock, calling, "Hi, Josie. Hi, everybody. We're having a Labor Day in the Canal Zone party today." So that concludes the section written by Daniel Striped Tiger in Our Small World. Again, as Josie and Fred have written in the introduction, I do not recommend following Daniel's recipes. Certainly, they're not to be taken seriously. Just throwing that out there as a disclaimer on behalf of the Neighborhood Archive. Stay tuned. I'll be back in the next day or so with the next section of the book, which is an autobiography written by King Friday the 13th himself.